From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Coast Guard rescued two men stranded on an island near the coast of Trinidad Sunday morning. A Good Samaritan kayaker contacted Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay watchstanders at just after 9 a.m., reporting that two people were stranded on the island. They had waded out to the island from the beach near Trinidad at low tide Saturday, had reportedly fallen into the water and sustained injuries climbing back onto the island during the night. Sector Humboldt Bay dispatched a helicopter crew to the scene, the crew hoisting the two individuals from the island, transferring them to St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has received several reports of another phone scam targeting local residents. As part of the scam, the caller claims to be from a police department or a sheriff's office, the scammer telling the resident that their loved one is in jail and needs their help to post bail. The scammer then instructs the resident to purchase prepaid cards or gift cards, then pass along the code located on the back of the card to the scammer. In one case, the scammer asked the resident to purchase gift cards from Home Depot. Always verify information before providing anyone with your personal information over the phone. As Humboldt County Sheriff's investigated reports of vehicle break-ins on Scenic Drive, they came upon a black Ford F-250 with expired tags near Luffenholz Beach County Park. Upon approaching the vehicle, they saw several prescription medication bottles without labels and an expandable metal baton inside. Two occupants of the truck were detained. While searching the vehicle, deputies found methamphetamine, heroin, oxycodone, and drug paraphernalia. 33-year-old Lucas Hawthorne of McKinleyville under arrest on charges including possession of a billy club, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The second occupant of the vehicle was released at the scene. The FBI offering a reward of up to $5,000 for information leading to the arrest of Lucas Randall DeYoung. He's wanted for his alleged involvement in the shooting of a man in Curry County on December 28th last year. The victim was shot twice while at a storage unit in Harbor, Oregon, survived his injuries. On January 26th, an arrest warrant was issued for DeYoung in the Circuit Court of the State of Oregon, Curry County, after he was charged with attempted aggravated murder, attempted murder, and unlawful manufacture of marijuana. On February 1st, a federal arrest warrant was issued for DeYoung. Expedia.com is out with a list of the best places to run into Bigfoot, and Willow Creek is on the list. The list pointed out that statewide, there have been 437 Sasquatch sightings to date. California beat out Florida, which has 313 sightings, but came in second to Washington State with 642 sightings. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.